From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated that women must continue to improve their self-competence to refute false stereotypes about women in order to achieve gender equality. This was said by Sri Mulyani Indrawati in the International Dialogue of Women and Girls, Game Changers in Development in Jakarta on Saturday. The Minister of Finance did not deny that women are often considered incapable of being compared to men. In fact, it is unconsciously formed by the environment of human life itself from an early age. Even now, the number of women in parliament is still below 30%. However, the situation should motivate women to show that the world is indeed created differently. But differences do not make any one party superior. She said, based on the result of a number of studies illustrated that prosperity would be more equitable if the country provided equal opportunities for men and women to participate in the economy. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yassin Limpo encourages the development of fruit agrotourism in various regions by cultivating local fruit. Apart from having Borobudur Temple, Magelang Regency also has Longan Garden Tourism. This was said by Syahrul Yassin Limpo when visiting the Borobudur Longan Garden Agrotourism area in Magelang Regency. In addition, the development of local fruit areas must pay attention to regional comparative and competitive advantage, and it must be managed comprehensively from upstream to downstream. Each region has its own characteristics so that adjustment need to be made for the local fruit to develop. The Indonesian Minister of Finance, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, said that the rapid development of digital technology in the COVID-19 pandemic has actually provided opportunities for people with disabilities, especially deaf people, to work and get jobs. When speaking at the International Dialogue for Women and Girls, Game Changers in Development in Jakarta on Saturday, the Minister of Finance admitted that the implementation of various policies formulated by the government to promote justice for people with disabilities is still not being fully implemented. However, this does not mean that people with disabilities give up and stop fighting for their rights. In various situations in the world like now, digital technology provides even greater opportunities because they do not need to meet people in person. So the tendency to express everything through digital basically gives an advantage. Through digital technology, gender discrimination will be less. Let's move on to the international news. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of the more contagious UK coronavirus variant. There were no new local COVID-19 cases recorded on Sunday, health officials said, allowing the restrictions to ease. If no community cases are confirmed during the rest of Sunday, it will make a full 7 days since the last community case. There are still limits on public gathering in the city of nearly 2 million, however, and masks are obligatory on public transport. The government said it might ease restrictions in Auckland further on Friday to bring them to the same level as in the rest of New Zealand. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday the Senate passage of his $1.9 trillion U.S. dollar coronavirus aid bills means that $1,400 payment to most Americans will start to go out this month, and the bill provisions will speed up manufacturing and distribution of vaccine. Biden speaking at the White House after the American Rescue Plan bill passed the Senate on a party-line 50-49 vote, said that over 85% of American households will receive payments, with a couple with two children making $100,000 annually receiving about $5,600. The reopening of England schools to all pupils on Monday will mark the first step back towards normality and is only possible because of the efforts of the public to bring COVID-19 infections rates down. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a roadmap for lifting lockdown measures that see schools open first, followed in later stages by the gradual easing of restrictions on mixing with other people and the reopening of non-essential shops and other venues. In the final stage, which will take place no earlier than June 21st, the government hopes to remove all remaining legal limits on contact with others. Each step on the roadmap will depend on the level of COVID-19 cases. It hopes the pandemic can be contained by a vaccine program that has already delivered a dose to nearly 22 million people, as well as regular testing. Moderna said on Saturday it has agreed to supply the Philippines government 13 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine, with deliveries set to begin in mid-2021. The company will work with regulators to pursue necessary approvals prior to the distribution. Moderna said it is expected to reach a separate deal with the Philippines government and private sector to supply an additional 7 million doses. In January, the Philippines Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and BioNTech to emergency use. That was the news. President Joko Widodo appealed to the Indonesian people to remain calm regarding the confirmation of two positive cases of the coronavirus mutation from the UK, B117 in Indonesia. Through a statement uploaded in the Presidential Secretariat YouTube account on Thursday, March 4, 2021, the president explained the condition of two people who were exposed to the new variant of the coronavirus. According to the president, there has been no research showing that the new variant is more deadly than the coronavirus, which has been contagious in Indonesia. However, he urged the public to continue to increase their vigilance. In addition, efforts to prevent the transmission of the new virus variant still need to be done together.
Saya menghimbau kepada Bapak Ibu dan saudara-saudara semuanya untuk tidak perlu khawatir.
I urge all of you not to worry because two positive cases of COVID-19 were found in a mutation of the coronavirus from England or B117. Two people who were exposed to the new variant are now negative, and there has been no research showing that this new variant is more lethal. We have also done the prevention of contracting the virus with this new variant. For that, let us remain disciplined in carrying out strict health protocols in line with the accelerated implementation of vaccination. Meanwhile, Wiku Adhisa Smito, spokesperson for the COVID-19 task force, explained that the occurrence of virus mutations or new variant of viruses is common during a pandemic. In his statement on Thursday, he explained that the result of the study stated that the most of the mutation did not materially nor significantly change the virulency or ability of the virus to cause disease or the vaccine's effectiveness. He said that in principle, the variant could continue to increase, especially when the pandemic was still ongoing, because on the large number of infections that occurred in the community. The mutation carried out by the virus is an attempt to survive and adapt to the environment.
Kita tidak bisa hanya menunggu hasil temuan ilmuwan untuk menentukan apakah varian tersebut.
We cannot just wait for the findings of scientists to determine whether this variant is more dangerous or just to know the distribution pattern, because scientific research takes time. We must be proactive in protecting ourselves and the people around us by not exercising unnecessary mobility so that transmission can be properly prevented and mutation can be prevented from occurring. Wiku Adhisa Smito added that the government has taken strategic steps in collaboration with researchers and instructed officers in the field to tighten screening in order to prevent the entry of new variants from other countries or from one region to another. Researchers around the world, including Indonesia, continue to study and investigate new mutations and variants that have emerged to know the impact and the solution to face them. Currently, several virus variants that have been found are spreading globally, namely the B117 variant in the UK, B1351 in South Africa, which is a mutation result of the B117 virus, and the P1 variant in Brazil. In addition, world scientists continue to observe the dynamics of the spread of this virus, including changes in spikes or proteins that attach to the body cells' receptors to multiply. That was this week's Spotlight. Let's start today in history with March 7, 1967, when the Indonesian Provisional People's Consultative Assembly, or MPRS, revoked President Sukarno's mandate. After the 30 September 1965 movement, various political situations heated up in Indonesia. The Assembly's special session was held to review Sukarno's performance and to reach a final decision on whether or not he was involved in the 30 September 1965 movement. It held a special session from 7 March to 12 March. The Provisional People's Consultative Assembly finally revoked Sukarno's mandate as president and on March 12, 1967, and appointed General Suharto as an interim president until the general election was held in 1968. Let's continue with March 7, 2007, when the crash of Garuda Indonesia or GA-200 plane occurred. On March 7, 2007, at around 7:05 Western Indonesia time, a Garuda Indonesia aircraft with flight number GA-200 crashed when landing at Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. At least 22 people died in the incident, several important figures were on the flight and sustained injury. Namely, former chairman of PP Muhammadiyah Din Syamsuddin, criminologist Adrianus Meliala, and former rector of UGM Yogyakarta, Professor Dr. Kusnadi Haryo Sumantri. Eyewitness said the accident was triggered by the collapse of the front landing gear on landing, causing fire. The fuselage was split in length from the cabin to the tail, while one of its wings broke and split open. That was today in history.
To mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Kosuke Yomaru from Japan. Kosuke Yomaru, who is only 12 years old, was listening to our English program on January 29, 2021. Kosuke Yomaru enjoyed the Indonesian music so much. Hello Kosuke Yomaru, thank you so much for sending your reception report in detail. I'm really glad and appreciate to receive a letter from a young man like you who is interested in shortwave broadcast. Keep listening and I'm looking forward to receiving your next letter as well as your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Biasa, tapi lama-lama jadi tak biasa melihatmu. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama jadi salah tingkah di dekatmu. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama jantung biasa jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jadi suka. Awalnya biasa, tapi kamu di hidupku. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama ku selalu menunggu pesan dari kamu. Mungkin karena kita terbiasa jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jatuh cinta. Oh, ku jatuh cinta. Oh, ku jatuh cinta.
You're listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali has an ambitious target for the Indonesian contingent to break into the top 10 if Indonesia is selected to host the 2032 Olympics. In his remarks, when opening the 2021 member meeting of the Indonesian Olympic Committee held virtually in Jakarta on Monday, he said the target was quite realistic, considering that there are still 11 years left to prepare athletes for the biggest sporting event in the world. This target is also based on records that have been seen from Indonesia's participation in the Olympics since 1952. In order to realize this ambition, the Ministry of Youth and Sport has held several discussions with various stakeholders, academics, and sports practitioners to create a grand design for national sport. It aims to improve the coaching system of sports with best achievement, which is considered not systemic, does not to go through stages, and is not sustainable. Likewise, competition management and sports personnel have not yet met the desired quality and quantity. Meanwhile, for the strategy of preparing a roadmap to increase sport achievement towards the 2032 Olympics, the Ministry of Youth and Sports has determined 14 leading sports that will receive priority, especially in the distribution of the national training budget. However, Minister Zainuddin Amali did not mention in detail what sport he meant. What is clear, these branches will be prioritized because they are considered successful and may contribute to achievement in the Olympics. Throughout his participation in the Olympics, Indonesia has so far collected 32 medals, consisting of 19 medals from badminton, 12 from weightlifting, and 1 from archery. Among Southeast Asian countries, Indonesia ranks second in the Olympic medal tally, being one place behind Thailand with a total of 33 medals. Meanwhile, the best ranking ever achieved by the Indonesian contingent at the four-yearly sporting event was at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, which is in the 24th position. Indonesia is currently preparing to take part in the bid to host the 2032 Olympics. Apart from Indonesia, a number of other cities and countries have also publicly expressed their interest in hosting, namely Brisbane, Budapest, China, Doha, and the German Ruhr Valley. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Pravotorov Kostyantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in German. Mr. Pravotorov Kostyantin also includes some audios of our broadcast in his email. Hello, Mr. Pravotorov. Thank you for your attention and appreciation. Your email has been forwarded to German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
On a gun, I shot you down. We have some fun. Shot the bullet through your heart. Bang, bang, baby, right on the spot. Bang, bang, baby. Bang, bang, baby. Bang, bang, baby. Touch me, honey.
service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Indonesia has a variety of rujak or fruit salad that come from various regions. One of them is rujak teplak, which is a traditional Tagal culinary delicacy. This salad is considered a delicious and healthy food because unlike most rujak, its main ingredient is not fruit, but vegetables. Usually this salad is sold in the morning and late afternoon. The portion is not too big, so it is suitable for snacking. Ingredients of rujak teplak are vegetables such as kale, cassava leaves, papaya leaves, sweet potato leaves, lettuce, and cabbage. These vegetables are boiled and then given this salad dressing. The difference between rujak teplak and other rujak in Indonesia is the seasoning. In other areas, in general, rujak seasoning uses brown sugar and ground peanuts as the basic ingredients. Rujak teplak sauce, or dressing, is made from boiled cassava, which is mashed or ground, mixed with other spices such as brown sugar, red chilies, salt, shrimp paste, tamarind, and a little water. In Tegal district, the spices for rujak teplak are also often referred to as sambal gawo. Most people in Tegal enjoy rujak teplak as a side dish for breakfast. A portion of rujak teplak will be more delicious when served with traditional crackers or kerupuk. The crackers that are commonly used to accompany rujak teplak or opak crackers are noodles crackers made of rice flour. Rujak teplak is usually served wrapped in banana leaves. The boiled vegetable is put on the banana leaves and then the sauce or dressing is poured over it. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir and Kalapabas in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir and Mr. Kalapabas, how are you? I hope you are listening to our English program now. Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir and Mr. Kalapabas are our regular listeners who are actively sending reception report of English program. They always keep abreast of news about Indonesia, especially news about diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Pakistan. Thank you. We do appreciate it. Keep listening and stay safe. As our appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Give it out all you've got. Talking harmony, breathe. Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Indonesian specialties are getting the attention of Asian people again because of their deliciousness. This is because the food is processed with various herbs and spices. Previously, rendang from West Sumatra was named the world's tastiest food by CNN. Now, Taste Atlas named rawon as the most delicious soup in Asia in 2020. The survey was obtained from the assessment of professional restaurant critics and panelists. The survey was conducted by Taste Atlas, as reported by Instagram account at seasia.co. Taste Atlas itself is a site that discusses culinary delights around the world. It features around 20,000 dishes, drinks, and food ingredients from around the world. There are also about 15,000 restaurants collected by a team of 30 writers and researchers. Taste Atlas conducted a survey to determine the 12 most delicious soup in Asia, and rawon from Indonesia ranks first as the tastiest soup in Asia. Rawon is a typical Indonesian food originating from East Java in the form of a black meat soup. This black sauce is made from a number of herbs and spices, especially the one called kluwak. Apart from cuts of meat, rawon is served with short bean sprouts, lime, prawn crackers, and salted egg. This rawon position beat the bolalo meat soup from the Philippines, which is in the second place. Rawon also managed to beat the typical Malaysian soup, namely Penang Laksa and Asam Laksa, which are in the 4th and 5th position. Meanwhile, the 3rd position is also occupied by Indonesia, namely Gulai Cincang from West Sumatra. Not only that, there is also Sayur Asam, a typical Indonesian vegetable tamarind soup, occupying in 12th position. Rawon has been named the tastiest soup in Asia after going through a survey process based on the assessment of professional restaurant critics and 63,402 respondents.
Fierce. together, we could feel all of them.
All the love we share together, life will never be the same. All the love we feel together, we could feel all of them. All the love we share together, life will never be the same. All the love we feel together, we live in peace.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by the Armada Band. On February 26, 2021, Armada released a song titled Aku Di Matamu. The guitarist and composer of the song Aku Di Matamu, Andika Maihendra Yuda, or Mai, was inspired by a term that is currently popular among young people today, namely ghosting. Ghosting is a term given to someone who leaves us for no apparent reason. Without knowing what was our fault, they suddenly just walked away. The song Aku Di Matamu was released in two languages, namely Indonesian and Korean. Listener, here is Aku Di Matamu by Armada. Happy listening!
Janji untuk tak saling menyakiti, sulit ku mengerti begitu mudahnya kau ingkari. Katakan salahku, jelaskan padaku isi di hatimu, karena ku berhak tahu apakah ku sejahat itu di matamu sehingga kamu tak mau lagi dekat denganku. Apakah aku seburuk itu di hidupmu? Salahku di mana kau lupakan semua tentang kita? Kita telah berjanji saling menyakiti. Aku tak mengerti alasan engkau pergi. Apakah
sejahat itu di matamu, sehingga kamu tak mau lagi dekat denganku. Apakah aku seburuk itu di hidupmu? Salahku di mana? Kau lupakan semua tentang kita. Sejahat itu di matamu, sehingga kamu tak mau lagi dekat denganku. Apakah aku seburuk itu di hidupmu? Salahku di mana? Tapi tak mengapa, selalu berdoa kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Burning my bright through the city in the night. Looking for the spotlights to shine, shining down on me so bright. Driving my ride through the city in the night. Everything is good and all right. We're gonna party till the morning light.
We'll be right back.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.